The aim of this video is to introduce you to what we call the video project. While the first study unit invited you to look into the past for enhancing your understanding of international business, the second unit takes a rather theory-driven perspective. It teaches you how to use theory for informing and solving practical problems. The guiding quote of this unit is Levin's famous statement, "There is nothing so practical as a good theory." What does he mean? Well, a good theory, according to him, is not only practical for the folks of the ivory tower, you know, the academics, but for practitioners too. Namely, you can think of theory as a lens that helps to make sense of the very processes and activities and practices that make up international business. In this unit, you will learn what that actually means. The topics or the practical problems we will explore include the following list that you see here. Yet, I must warn you that this list might be subject to change. However, in a nutshell, we definitely look into strategic issues and the process of organizing a global value chain and problems of cross-border management in relation to the flow of knowledge across border. Then the remaining topics zooms into the interplay between business and society and looking at that from three different perspectives, including an ethical one. Then when we look at the timeline, this unit is a rather short one. So it will unfold over 2 weeks. And of course, we will follow the blue trajectory here. So what's the video project actually, the main coursework assignment? So as the name indicates, the main output that you will deliver is a 15-minute video on an influential IB theory. This video will be a collaborative project that you will do in your study group. Altogether, we will have a number of videos that then serve as a study resource for the rest of the class too. So building on the study material that we collectively created, there will be a second output in which you will assess and reflect on the videos. But here again, as a reminder, the video project is intended that you learn and cherish a theoretical perspective. So you basically learn how theory can elucidate practical problems and provide insights into solving those. And on a more general level, of course, this project will help you improving your analytical thinking skills that will prove useful in any professional settings. This slide here shows you the workflow of the first output, the video. So first of all, you will read the article that will be assigned to your group, and you will work on and submit your preparatory assignment number 3. Then in the associated seminar 3, we will discuss the article within your study group and prepare you for producing the video. At the end of the week then, the workflow will conclude with your group submitting the video. For developing the video, you can think of answering a couple of questions. And I'm not reading those questions out loud here. You can read them by yourself in your own pace. However, it is important to know that it is mainly about three important things. So first of all, you need to think about what kind of practical problem is the theory trying to clarify. Then secondly, it is about understanding the core rationale, the core theoretical rationale of the article and how it is positioned in the academic discourse. Finally, it's also important that you then reflect on the theory and create an understanding of how the theory informs practical problems and how it can provide insights into solving those. I can already announce here that there will be another video that helps you to address those questions in more detail. So there will be a step-by-step instruction for working on those and addressing those questions that are on this slide. Then here you see the recommended structure of the video. It follows more or less the logic that I just presented before. On this slide, you see the requirements. Most importantly, we want you to limit yourself to 15 minutes. Also, you should use proper referencing, and it would be great if you narrated the PowerPoint slides in a similar way as I do. So, for example, include your face in the video, because I think that creates more dynamics for the viewers. For video production and uploading the video, I have more details on Moodle, and I think you can just follow the instructions that you see there. So I'm not going to repeat those boring details here. Then after all those boring aspects of the administrative requirements and the tasks, so let's move on to the second output, consisting of your self-assessment and reflection. Here you see again the workflow of the second output. The starting point is, as I already mentioned, the starting point will be the pool of videos that we collectively created. Then your first task will be to review two of those. The preparatory assignment number 4 will provide you detailed instructions in this regard. Based on those videos, based on those reviews, then of course, we will have again a couple of small group seminars. The idea of those seminars is to have a Q&A session with, on the one hand, the producers of the videos, and on the other hand, the reviewers of the videos. After the seminar, we then ask you to briefly self-assess yourself and reflect on the discussions we had. On this slide, you see the task of the preparatory assignment number 3, the peer review. I'm not going to read out this slide. I just wish to highlight that we think that the second point is the most important one. So state any issues that you wish the experts to clarify further. And also think about what do you think is the most controversial or interesting aspect of the video. And we could then have a discussion about that in class. Then, as I mentioned, after the seminar, you will do a self-assessment and reflection task. Self-assessment includes 2 main questions. What did you do well in the assignment? And what would you have needed to have done an even better job? The reflection part then asks you to think about what you learned that could help you in your future professional life. Last but not least, one note on assessment and grading. We again use the assessment criteria and scale of the master thesis. On this slide here, you will see again, the relationship between the thesis criteria and this project's focus. That's it for the moment.